do something else to your hair?
Well, you'd brush it.
Brush it.
If you had any, I haven't got any to brush.
You've got some up there. You just have to comb it. Okay, and when you sharpen your razor on that thing that's leather, you know, and you pull it out and you go like that, what's that
strap.
Leather thing called?
Razor strap.
And when you've got a gun and you've got a bunch of bullets and you're just going to fit them in there, what do you call the thing that you put in there? You put it into a revolver.
Well, it's receivers and well, that's what I call it.
Receivers? Is a receiver, is that the thing that you've got all the bullets in?
That's what you put the bullets in. It usually holds six.
And you just plop it in there. Okay. If you were walking through a park and you saw children playing, they might be playing on swings and slides, and they might be playing on that thing that, like, goes like that. What do you
call it? Seesaw.
Seesaw? Okay, is that the only thing you'd ever call it? A seesaw?
Teeter.
And what do you call a limber plank that's fixed at both ends that children jump up and down on? You know, it's a real limber piece of wood this, and the kids go one.
Most of them call them balancers.
Balancers. Okay. And there might be a plank that's anchored in the middle to a post or a stump, and then children get on each end and spin around on it. Do you have a name that you'd call that? I can describe this one better than that.
I know what you're talking about. Spinning wheel and well, that's the only thing I can think of right now, but there's something else for it.
If you have, if you've got two little kids and they're sitting on the seesaw or the teeter-totter, you would say they are, you know, they're playing, but what would you say they're playing since you're talking about?
Oh, well, they're teetering or seesawing.
And when you tie a long rope to a tree limb and you put a seat on it so people can go back and forth and back and forth, you're making another toy for children. But what would you call this toy?
That's on a teeter?
No, this is like, okay, it's just something that's on two strings like this. And
swing.
Now, what would you carry coal in?
Carry
coal in? If you were carrying coal?
Oh.
Let's say, what would you call a container that you might carry coal
that you keep near the
stove or the fireplace?
That is a... Well, it's a coal bucket or coal shuttle.
And do you call it something different if it's right in your home next to the fire, or if it's a container that you brought from the coal pile outside into your house? Or do you call it the same thing?
It's just a coal scuttle that would sit right close to the fire.
And what runs from the stove to the chimney?
What goes from this?
Stove to the chimney? You know, okay, you've got a little stove in your house, and you've got your chimney that's up built into your house, and then from your stove to your chimney, you have a thin little thing that goes like that.
Vent.
Okay. And a small vehicle, which is used to carry bricks or other heavy things, with a little wheel in front and two handles in the back. I didn't describe that one very well either. You've got your...